What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the Can't Get a Show podcast on today, which is April fucking Fool's Day. Isn't it? The 1st of April. Where I've witnessed today zero of the foolsness. Zero banter whatsoever. Yeah. That fucking, I mean, now that the internet's invented, who needs old school fun? You know what I mean? People are like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, it's April Fool's Day, I'm gonna wake up early and, you know, fill a bucket full of water and set it on someone's door, and when they wake up, it's gonna hit them in the head. Oh, it's gonna be so funny, man. Now, everyone just has Facebook, so it's like, oh, guys, I'm gay now. That's fucking hilarious. April Fool's. Put up a photo of a baby scan. That always fools people, doesn't it? I would just like to say that I, Brian something, is having a baby. Only joking, I'm actually a man. So, happy April Fool's Day, 1st of April 2014. Plug the gigs, get us. Whole pile of shit coming up. Most importantly though, I'm playing Monaghan, which I was very kindly asked to do, actually, when I put up a list of gigs. Someone contacted me saying, why do you not have a Monaghan gig? And I went, it wouldn't even cross my mind. And I've probably said this last week. So I'm gonna be doing a gig in McKenna's. I want to say it's called McKenna's. I think I've done comedy in it before. The guy told me that Tommy Tiernan's people in it. Probably not necessarily doing comedy. They're probably like, yeah, we had Tommy Tiernan in here once, just having his lunch. So hopefully that works out well. I think there's a guy from there who's doing support. I don't know if he's doing support, because I told him that I was going to bring Rory Woods down, and he's still coming. So I don't know. I'm not sure what the guy's called. He's called Colin something. I know that. So he must be a local fella. So he'll be doing a wee spot. And Rory Woods, he'll be doing a wee spot too. So that's on the 11th. That's on the 11th of April, the day that I move into a new fucking flat. I'm going to start saying apartment though, because it is kind of more like an apartment. And it's on the top, so I'm going to say penthouse apartment. Fuck you, how about that? So that'll be a busy fucking day. Monaghan gigs, 11th. 19th of April, the Causeway Coast Surf Festival. If you're in the Portrush fucking neck of the woods. Me, Mickey, Sean Haggerty, and Rory Woods again. We'll be doing a gig in the Atlantic Lounge on the 19th there. As part of this surf festival thing. So hopefully people will be up for that. Hopefully it's not a fucking nightmare gig, because everyone's drunk from the surfing. Got too much water in the ear. All that shit. The other new gigs I can think of off the top of my head. And Lavery's, of course, which will be on the 30th, which is Mickey Bartlett is going to headline, and Colin Turrell is coming up from the Dublins. So that'll be mad crack. I was just looking at a thing there, just caught my eye. Sniper kills 6 Taliban with 1 bullet. And then I read it and it says the guy saw some fella with a machine gun, went, this guy's an insurgent. He's insurging all over the shop. So he just fucking shot him. Turns out the guy had a load of bombs strapped to him. Blew up. You know what I mean? Killed about fucking 5 more Talibans. Are the Taliban real or not? I don't know. Is Al-Qaeda real? Did they make that up? I read that in one of those fucking Illuminati zeitgeisty fucking bullshit. Yeah, they just made up Al-Qaeda and Taliban just so that we had an enemy. Like a pretend enemy. which, you know, you don't put past people in this fucking day and age. Crazy sons of bitches. Fucking right. Anyway, gigs happened. What have I been up to? What was my last gig? Friday there in Limavady. In the corner bar at Alan Burns' Laughter in the Yard, or whatever it's called. Which, I'm not going to lie to you folks, was tough. It was tough, and there's probably Limavady people going, you're fucking shite. I don't know what the accent is. But it was just fucking, and do you know what? Thanks to Alan Burns for inviting me down and stuff. But it was just manic. It was fucking. There was first of all, it was not a bad room, not a bad shape of a room. But then they had this sort of balcony thing at the top that was like you were doing a gig in some sort of mini coliseum where people were just looking down on you like, meh. The place had just doors everywhere, so the girls were going to the toilet. The door was not literally just pissing at the door, like, but they would walk through doors to the toilet to the left of the stage. There was another door to the right of the stage. People were just getting up and down and going for drinks and pissing and just talking. And it's, you know, this is one of the problems about running a gig in this country on a Friday. Everyone just wants to go out and get fucking steaming. The only time things work on a Friday is if you're in an established comedy club. That's why most things here happen during the week, because people have to go out of their way to see comedy. You know what I mean? You go, I fancy seeing some comedy tonight. I'm going to, you know, I'm gonna go watch some comedy. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But anyway, but yeah, it was tough. Like, I was doing material and it was so loud and people were just fucking all over the place that you were like, you would get a bit of a laugh and go, how did you hear that? How did you hear what I was saying to even laugh slightly at that? And then it was fucking bananas. I think I went on stage at like, and this sounds like I'm slagging everyone involved, but you know, so you know, things take a while to get on their feet, these gigs. But Jesus fucking Christ. Went on about 12 o'clock. And if anyone's ever been to Lavery's, it's done by 11 or shortly after. That's the way it should be. Go see a wee night out, see some comedians, and then fucking, and then you know, go for another couple of drinks and then go home. You have a bit of a night out after. You know, you shouldn't be finishing a comedy gig and then jumping in the taxi and going home because everything's fucking shut. Anyway, it was just, oh, it was tough. One of those gigs that you talk about in years to come and go, fucking hell, that knocked about 5 years off my life due to stress. Oh man. But definitely, you know, if you're from that area, fucking check it out. Mickey Bartlett did it last month, said it was great. So that might be just because he's way funnier than I am, but you know, it was tough, man. It was just Jesus Christ. So that happened. Limavady. The chap that was MCing, he was doing all his material in between acts. And then of course when I come off, and I this has never happened, right? This has never happened to me in my entire fucking life. Where someone goes, there you go, that was Colin Geddes, enjoy yourselves, yeah. Do you wanna see some more? And everyone goes, yeah, you go, please welcome back to the stage. Colin Geddes, you come back. And you have a closer ready, right? Now, if I had done a gig and I'd absolutely killed it, and it was a lethal gig, and you know, I have a couple of closers that I used to use and stuff that I don't really do anymore. That I could, and by the way, a closer is a joke you do at the end of your set, which kind of almost guarantees you a laugh and you can leave the stage. That's what that is. So I had a couple of closers, luckily, that I'd never used, but I fucking had to walk off the stage, sweating, like, Jesus Christ, that was work. And he goes, I just want to see some more. And he hadn't asked me before, did I want to fucking go back on? And of course I didn't, because it was such a fucking shift. You know what I mean? And he's like, do you want to see some more? Everyone just was like, don't give a shit, going for a piss. Everyone just carried on with their night. He goes, please welcome back Colin Geddes. And I went, oh, for fuck's sake. So I walked back on the stage with zero, like, no, you know what I mean? Like, no one gave a shit. It was almost like no one could hear the fucking MC. I was on, thank you very much, good night. Yeah, see ya. I'll come back on, sure, and fucking do another joke. All right, mate. Without asking me. What happens if it was someone else who threw everything they had at this fucking gig to try and make it funny, and then they went off and they're like, "Aye, well, come on back on, sure." even though you've just done all your best material and closed on what you thought was your fucking strongest joke. Go on now and try and fucking remember a bit of stand-up you haven't done in 6 months. That's going to be remotely funny. Fucking hell, like. And then, sure enough, whenever I came off and I was about to leave, he was back on doing another fucking 15 minutes. Fucking madness. Absolute madness. But seriously, just, you know, just fucking, I don't know, if you're from that neck of the woods and you're going to go to it, you know, just fucking, just go enjoy the comedy, sit down, get your drinks, get a few pints before the first half. You know what I mean? Madness. Anyway, that's comedy for you. It'd be bullshit if I sat around telling you about all the good gigs I've done, of which there have been about three. I've just seen pictures of people with Derek Ryan. I don't know where he was playing, but what is it with these fucking country acts that are absolutely fucking just cleaning up? Drives me mad. Like, who the fuck is listening to country in this day and age? Buck me, Davy, on a wagon. Wait, what? That same fucking... Oh, kill yourself. I don't know what it is. And all they do is go from fucking parish hall to parish hall, charging £30, and you stupid culchies just lap it out of his fucking hand. Sing everyone else's song. Sing all the songs that you didn't write, and I'll fucking, I'll just fucking pay £30 to see it in a GAA hall. Fuck me, like. Everything is like, I'm going to see someone, and then they reference a place in America that they've never fucking been. Barrowing on down to Tennessee. You haven't left Armagh, you fucking spastic. Jesus Christ. Oh. And the other thing is, me and Garfield Maury went to a fucking open mic, or not open mic, it was like a battle of the bands near her house. And there was fucking tons of class bands. And you're like, why is no one paying to see these cunts? You're paying to see some fucking idiot. In fact, he's not an idiot. You know, if anything, he's capitalising on other people's fucking stupidity. With the shittest music ever. Something, something, something on a Friday night. Going real, real good time. Real. Fuck up. Makes me fucking ill. Jesus Christ. Anyway. Whatever. What else have I been up to, man? Don't know. Just slowly counting down the days to moving into this new flat. Before I fucking murder a family member. Oh, it's tough. Tough when you have to spend time at home for a fucking few weeks before your new flat's motherfucking ready. Motherfucker. Murdering cunts. So we've been doing that. Was Mother's Day at the weekend? Did you buy your mum something? Did you be nice to her for a day? You know, and then be a cunt to her the rest of the time? You know? Oh, here you go. Here's fucking chocolates. Fat bitch. Is that what happened? people creaming it. We were in fucking, where were we? Marks and Spencer's buying some shit. Just, they must cash in like fuck. Get your mother these Peruvian truffles dipped in cocoa powder from fucking Guatemala. It's three sweets in a fucking tray and it's £8. Suck my fucking dick. You could, in fact, you could go and buy three walnut whips that look like that shit for cheaper than you're selling for just because it's in Marks and Spencer's. Makes me sick. I remember being in Marks and Spencer's one day and standing behind this woman who was buying two egg and tomato sandwiches that were fucking, they were like £3 something each. You're like, do you know how many, and you bought two sets of them, so you're talking £6. Have you any idea how many fucking egg and tomato sandwiches you can make for £6? You can feed an army, you stupid bitch. Oh, do you know what? I'm glad that I can cook like fuck, because you see people doing some silly shit. Oh, anyway, too good at cooking, that's why I'm such a fat bastard. What else happened on this list? I don't know, nothing. I've done fuck all. I've literally done fuck all. What can you do? Just sitting around waiting to fucking get into a new goddamn flat? Son of a bitch. No update on the Fringe yet, either, by the way, guys. Yeah, just don't know what the fuck's gonna happen with that. Not a bad thing if I don't get to go, but it's gonna be hard sitting at home with, you know, it happened the year before where people email you going, "Here, man, where's your gig this year?" And you go, "Oh, well, guess what? I'm not actually over." Which is heartbreaking, unless something comes through last minute, like, but dunno, it's just fucking just tough. Look at this. New Man United away kit is Man City Blue. What's a kick in the balls, isn't it? I'm reading this off the... This is how struggling I am for material this week. New Man United kit is blue, and then it shows you a load of fucking Chinese kids stitching it together. Okay. Blundering Bomber blew himself up. Where's that? You stupid cunt. Was this in Ireland, was it? Dublin on Sunday. Right here, I'm reading this. A blundering bomber blew himself up after forgetting to put his watch forward and the device went off too soon. You stupid cunt. Let me see this. That's just fucking... This country is fucking ridiculous. Play, you fucking dickhead.
Oh, watch out. Past 3 o'clock.
There's a fucking... Why do you need to sponsor the news, dickbag? So I wonder, was he in some sort of organisation or what was the crack? Let me just speed read the shit out of this. What a dickbag. You see, this is what... This happens in this country. Like, seeing people go, oh, it's only a small handful of people. We're ruining it for everyone. And it is. And I'll tell you who it is. Fucking retards. Any of these stupid cunts that try and make bombs. First of all, if you were any fucking good at making bombs, they'd have killed people. You know what I mean? It's not old school bombing the way they used to, where they fucking, it was malicious as fuck, and bang, everyone's dead. Yeah, you'll do what we fucking tell you next time, won't you, you fucking bastards? No one does that anymore. It's just a load of fucking glue sniffers in a shed somewhere going, mate, stick a fucking, stick a load of nails in that there, not. And then they fuck it up and it just, you know, the police find it or else it just explodes in nowhere. Do you know what I mean? Idiot. And look at this cunt, forgot to set his watch back and the bomb went off at the wrong time. Put his watch forward even. Oh, you fucking retard. That is, do you know what? That is karma. Instant fucking karma right in your face. Forgetting to put your watch back. You see, back in the day, you know, it probably took some intelligence to be a fucking terrorist. You know? No fucking, no one had Facebook to fucking distract them. Everyone had to phone each other. Everything was planned meticulously. You had to learn how to make bombs. Now there's some cunt just Googling it. Making bomb, no worries. I've got some of that shit. Look at this. What's going on here? Streets on fire. Fucking wanker. Unbelievable. Yeah, you just don't get them anymore. You just do not get good terrorists anymore. What's going on, people of Ireland / Northern Ireland / whatever's not going to offend anyone? No one's doing any good, decent attacks anymore. It's all a bunch of fucking wannabes. Coming in their pants too soon, that's what it's like. Premature fucking bombers. Prematurely exploding. That's what you are. Oh, I did a wee mistake and it fucking blew up in my pocket. Oh, gone are the days when, you know, bombs were good and you could phone someone up and go, there's a bomb in the building and the fucking city cleared out. Because people fucking trusted you. They trusted you as a good, well-educated criminal. You know, not now. See if someone phoned up and there's a bomb in the building, I would go, really? Is it in a box with bomb written on it, you fucking idiot? I left a bomb in there. What's it in? Is it in a fucking comedy fucking briefcase that says the word unmarked on it? You fucking prick. That's unbelievable, isn't it? Goddamn idiots. Who's making bombs? Like, who is even doing that shit? Look at me looking up headlines because I can't be arse fucking actually reading about anything. James Arthur lashes out again. This time it's Simon. I can't sing in the firing line. Really? Quit, you big fucking ugly bastard. Anyway, let's talk about the news. What's happened? Reading more fucking conspiracy theories about this plane. Everyone keeps saying what's happened is they've switched it off. Switched off the fucking tracker thing in it. I mean, what? There was a thing I read where apparently there was a fire in the plane and they hit some switch and all the electrics go off. Which means, you know, it means that, like, it couldn't be tracked. But then they were saying, you know, everything in that plane, bar certain parts, would float. They're like, the sea would just be absolutely filled with debris and would just be washing up in places and shit. You know what I mean? Whereas there's no fucking trace of this shit at all. And now a thing I read, some fella thinks that what they've basically done is they've switched it off, taken it somewhere else, and now they're gonna turn it into a weapon. So either load it with like bombs or something or use it as a missile to crash into some other shit. You know? That or just, you know, it just went in the sea and they can't find it. But, you know, you think they would be able to find it. Man let a hyena eat his genitals after being told it would make him rich. Where did it happen? Africa. Of course it did. There you go. Another example of why everyone needs to go to school. You know, these fucking idiots dropping out of school, sniffing glue and taking ket, and then they think they can make a bomb. Fuck that. Back in the day, you know, them cunts probably well educated. Well read. You know what I mean? Had some sort of trade under their belt. Electrician. Something like that shit. Same in Africa. Doing, you know, very poor places. No, you know. Oh, you have a cut on your leg? Rub some elephant shit in the cut. I don't know what accent that was. That's a real thing, I read that. You got a cut in your leg? Or not specifically your leg, anywhere. No worries, mate. Rub a bit of fucking, rub a bit of fucking cow shit in it. That'll work. Hey, I don't want this girl to, you know, get any ideas about any other men. So what I'm going to do is grab a handful of her twat and cut it off there and then stitch it up so she has a minge like a polo. That'll learn you. Oh, that's right. I have to ride her too. I forgot about that. Actually, we'll just shove it on in there. Even though I've mutilated the shit out of it. Jesus Christ. Is that not fucking one of the maddest things you've ever heard? Female genital mutilation or whatever. That's the stupidest. It doesn't make sense. Do you know what I mean? They do that to girls to stop them being promiscuous. Or whatever. Or, you know, like, it just doesn't make sense. If that was like a male idea where they're like, I only want to ride my wife. I don't want her to ride anyone else. So I'm going to fucking destroy the ride hole. Do you know what I mean? It's like going, this is my dinner. I don't want anyone else to eat this dinner. So what I'm going to do is shit on it. You know what I mean? Now my dinner has shit in it. But guess what? No one else is eating that shit. But hey, I get to eat my own shit. Anyway. Fucking mad bastards. Anyway. That is... Oh, what the fuck's going on in this place? Anyway. What I think we should do, guys, is, April Fool's Day. You know what I should have done? For April Fool's Day? I should have just uploaded the podcast and said, hey, the podcast's up. And when people clicked on it, it was just up close wanking noises. Just that for fucking 3 hours. Tell you what we'll do, lads. We'll skip on to the questions here and we'll just gently breeze through them. Because... Do you ever see guys... I'm looking at some fucking fitness thing here. Do you ever see fellas who are quite short and then they put a lot of muscle on and then they look like a dwarf? Do you ever see when that happens? That's funny, isn't it? That's my... Wow, here's the questions. Not a lot of Twitter questions this week. Neveler, what does it say? Someone has written this boy is on the back of his window. What? What the fuck? Hold on, we're having Twitter fuck-ups here. Goddamn Twitter. I'm sick of Twitter. Is it worth me getting a Snapchat or is that a bit sort of rapey? Not rapey, but you know, is anyone going to go... Mate, you're a grown man with a Snapchat. Someone has written, this boy is a... In the back, and... Alright. I don't know where that is, but some cunt has the word scumbag. As some sort of decal. Or what's it called? Decal? Is that what you call him? Colin's googling words that he made up. Is that what you call stickers on a car? Decal... Let me see. Transfer. What? A decolor transfer is a plastic cloth, paper, or ceramic substrate that's printed on a pattern. Yep. Well, there you go. Yes, it is called a decal, bitch. So, what am I talking about? Oh, I don't know where this guy is, but he's got a purple Volkswagen Polo there. With a big sticker on the back says scumbag. That's cool, isn't it? Is that just playing up to what people think of you when you drive a car like that? Anyway. That was exciting. Ryan McLaughlin. Podcast regular. What's your creative process when writing your material? Oh my god. I don't know. You could get all pretentious about this shit. And you just need to free your mind. Here's what works for me. First of all, if you're writing stand-up material, you need to train yourself to be constantly aware of things that are funny. You know what I mean? Or funny to you, at least. Funny things kind of happen to everyone, but... You know, they do. Funny. The same shit happens to everyone. The same shit that happens to me, or that I notice, or see. Everyone sees them, or notices them, but... It's just a matter of just being able to go, oh yeah, well that's kind of, don't get me wrong, there are certain subjects that work better for me and my fucking air quotes style of comedy. You know, certain things, like for example, I was just talking about the women getting their fannies cut off in Africa there. Now, to me, that would be a funny joke if I went, yeah, that's like someone shitting on your dinner. You know what I mean? That's my sort of shit there. Making jokes within the topic of something absolutely grim. That's my world. Ugh, has a book in my mouth. Whereas maybe Mickey Bartlett is very much, he's very honest. Everything's very personal experiencing. So he'd probably willingly throw himself in some horrendous shit just so he can tell you the story about it. You know what I mean? But it's being aware of things and how you could make it funny. And just being aware, like, you say something and go, oh, it's kind of funny, I might note that down. A lot of the time, if you have an idea about what you think might be funny, it usually forms itself in your head when you're doing something that's not... Like, if you sat there with a book going, I'm going to write some material today, you'd not really write anything that good. You're better just collecting the ideas as you go along. And then sort of do something else. That, you know, go for a walk with a fucking dog and just think about your stand-up. Or the amount of times I've been cooking something, you're standing there and everybody's like, shh, and you're fucking not really concentrating on anything apart from trying not to burn your fucking face off, all of a sudden you'll be going, oh, is this funny? Is this a funny idea? Or you're doing like some sort of workout or whatever. It usually comes to you when you're just, when your mind wanders a wee bit. Or some people just take drugs. Sometimes I pop two Rennies and write all sorts of fucking filth. But then again, everyone's creative process is different, isn't it? You know, if it was a one-liner comedian, I don't know. Ask Sean Hegarty, what the fuck does he do? Sit with a dictionary writing jokes? I don't know what the fuck he does. Fentanyl toolbox. We had a car bomb here in the Republic yesterday. Any advice? Over here in the Republic, you can offer us, as an Ulster man, how to cope with such events. I mean, they should just get the guy and just fucking tie a brick to his foot and throw him in a river. Or so. I don't know. No one gives a shit about bombs up here. There was a guy, Chris Atkinson, his name is. He does a bit of comedy. He has his own fucking, he has his own podcast. I forget what it's called. Just type Chris Atkinson in the SoundCloud. But he put up a thing one day, and I was like, that's a great joke. He said people in this country get more surprised when the sun comes out than they do when there's a bomb, when a bomb goes off. I was like, that's a fucking, that is a great joke. That's a fucking great joke. And it's true. No one gives a shit over it. Like, you'd be walking through Belfast and you can't go down this road. And you go, why? There was a bomb scare. Did it go off? But no, it didn't. Well, let me get in a fucking bus ticket. Like, no one gives a shit anymore. Probably because all these terrorists are fucking wank. But, what are your favourite and least favourite Northern Irish accents from Chris, Mr. Nowhere Fast? Everywhere has good and bad. Like, whenever I was in uni in Derry, and I still can't do a Derry accent / Londonderry, whatever fucking makes you happy. I still can't really do it, to be honest. I don't know. You get that fucking, like, Nadine Coyle, girls aloud, that sort of fucking stupid accent. And then there's I know guys from Derry who've nice accents, quite a nice fucking accent. Like a softer version of it. You know, like Martin McGuinness after he's had a fucking couple of joints. Something like where is a fucking bad accent? Belfast, when it's bad, is fucking awful. You know what I mean? I remember hearing a thing, and I've probably said this in the podcast before, I remember hearing this thing in Belfast, and I went, could that be any more Belfast, what she just said? I was walking past these, of course, she had like a fucking, you know them like octuple prams, where there's like fucking 8 prams in a row, with children ranging from, you know, newborns to fucking 12 years old, still in a pram. And she shouted to her mate, who was probably called Nadine or something, she's like, Nadine! And she went, you fucking hurry up. The bus is coming in 5 minutes and I have to get my mommy's meat. And I nearly fucking died. Like, God knows how many times I've said that in this podcast, but it was just, you couldn't have summed it up, but I have to get my mommy's meat. Like, her ma went, see when you're in town there, Pat, get a pound of mints and I'll make you. We're just gonna have mints with fucking water in it and a fucking onion, and then send our Roy round to fucking Chippy to get a bag of chips. We're gonna have chips with fucking mints and water, and get me a bottle of fucking Vladivar when you're down there as well. Jesus Christ. I remember going into I remember going into a bar kind of near my parents' house. Quite an infamous bar, fairly rough, has an off license attached to the side of it. And I went in, and this is when I smoked. I went in during the day and I was buying cigarettes. Bad Pup. Went in there, and the girl was taking an order. I say girl, about 60. She was taking an order, and the guy's delivering all these things. She's ticking all this shit off a fucking clipboard. She goes, "What's that there?" And the guy was, "Oh, that's Weight Watchers wine." She goes, "What? Nobody ordered Weight Watchers wine." And he goes, "Well, it's on the list." She goes, "Look, nobody fucking ordered it." And then, how did that end? I don't know. She just basically said something like, "Look around you. Who the fuck is drinking Weight?" The place is filled with tins of fucking Harp and blue WKD. And she's like, "Who the fuck is drinking Weight Watchers wine in this fucking dive?" Do you know what? I've just realised that would be a lot funnier had I said the name of the bar. But, you know, I'm not going to, because I think it's unfair to give somewhere a bad reputation. And also, I know it has a bad reputation, so I don't want to talk about it and get my knees done. Because I've only got one good knee. Because the other one's fucked up. Isn't it? From all the goddamn fucking rugby and people smashing into it and shit. As I sit here and finger bits of cartilage around it, you know, it's madness. Right, but seriously, favourite Noel Knack? I don't know. Some of them are just funny, like any of those Cold Rain direction ones. Right, Big Colin, can you get fucking, you know, all that. Remember the girl trying to park the car? "Go on, you girlie!" Like, them boys, that's funny. Paddy McGackie was at Laverick's last month. It was wee Ballymena accent. That was very funny. I'm not going to do them because I'm afraid to do them and someone's going to go, "That's not it." What about Woodsy? Give us a shout out if you're fucking strip on, shove that up your hole. Like, that's fun. I tell you what I did see. I don't know. They're all fucking stupid, aren't they? Inniskillen. Have you ever been to fucking Inniskillen? Jesus Christ. In fact, here's what I'm going to do, right? Someone that found this clip online. Strip on man. Now this is a guy, this is a clip from, fuck, it must be the 70s or something, where they're interviewing a man from Strabane, and he doesn't quite get the concept of the sort of speaking into a mic. He obviously thinks, "I'm going to have to shout this so loud the people at home can hear it." And the guy has to keep basically restarting the interview, and I'll let you hear it. So this is a Strabane man speaking machine gun Strabanese. What do you hear?
"And as a councilman, I decide there's quite a hole. I doesn't give the..."
"No, sorry, you're moving around, you see, on the camera."
"We've got a councilman's the band."
Wait.
"Go ahead.
Now, keep your voice down, yes, because the microphone will take it.
Yes.
Just as you're talking to me now.
It's fine. We've got a councilman's the band. It's no good to the band
people." Sorry. Right. Don't shout. Yes. Blast the microphone. Worry. You see,
yes.
The microphone can get you all right.
We've got a councilman's the band that doesn't give work to the people that's born in the town. They don't give out the houses to the people that's born in the..."
Righto. It sounds like he's drowning. Mad play. Just, what a fucking dump. Who else has a stupid accent? Now I'm just trying to think. I don't know, the whole place is fucking... But, you know, what I don't like is when people fucking are like... You know, you go down south and they're like, "Oh, you have a Belfast accent, so you do." And you're going, "You're from Cork, you fucking spastic. Oh, your accent's really funny, boy." Really? Are you trying to yodel with a bee sting in your fucking tongue? What are you doing, you fucking nutcase? "Your accent's really funny, boy. I'm from Belfast, so I am." Moron. Anyway, they're all stupid as fuck. Who gives a shit? Let me see. Barry Mack, the comedian. Best April Fools that has ever been played on you. I don't know. People... if you're in anywhere aware that it's kind of April Fool's coming up or whatever, you know, if you're, you can't go too crazy. You can't go too crazy because people then go, you know, you can't wake up and go, "Oh my God, I won the lottery." People go, "Fuck up, it's April Fool's Day." But the best ones are always like, you know, like, girlfriend Maureen said they have quite a long driveway up to like a box at the top of the driveway where they leave all packages and shit. And they'll say things like, "Oh, here, someone left a package for you this morning or something. And you go, oh, really? And have to get up and walk the whole way to the end of the lane. To guess what? An empty box. Uh-oh. Stroked. You need to do wee things like that, really, don't you? You go, do you want a cup of tea? And you go get a cup of tea and you just make it with a cold tea bag. Or else you put two salts in it. Just wee things. Wee innocent things just to fuck people over. They're the funny ones. You know, the big ones are kind of, I don't know. I don't know. I'm such a prankster 365 days a year, man, that I don't even take it into consideration to be wacky on a day like this. Right. Jamie Donald, have you ever, this is Facebook, have you ever cried while preparing a courgette? The only reason I would cry in that is because it's so fucking boring and tasteless. And although apparently you can make courgette, have you heard about that? It's like spaghetti made out of courgettes. Boring! Matthew Keyes, Mr. Fucking Happiness and Light. All never done talking about death and murders. Do you think they'll find this plane? Well, I was talking about that slightly earlier. I don't know. It might show up and crash into the side of a fucking building at some stage. I don't know. They'd have found it by now. I definitely think there would be bits of it floating about that would be visible. I definitely think that. You know, very rarely would the entire plane just sink to the bottom of the sea intact. I don't know. It's a freaky one. And the way they decided that it was missing was just like, we've got this. Computer says no. I'm all right, guys. Just got this thing, typed in a few numbers, and it reckons that it's in the sea. What the fuck are you talking about? I went on to Siri here and fucking asked it, where's this plane? Siri does not know. I don't know. It seems a bit weird, doesn't it? Jordan Cook, good TV series to get into, apart from Breaking Bad. You see, I hate when I watch things. Like, Breaking Bad annoyed me because I had to watch it. I got into it. But I hate those things where you have to binge watch 24 fucking episodes of the shit. I don't really like that. It annoys the fuck out of me. So it's like I watched that, and like Breaking Bad was, don't get me wrong, it was fucking brilliant, but it wasn't really my sort of thing. Like, I don't know, it was hard work. Anyway, maybe if I watched it again, I might sort of appreciate it, but again, I'm just so scared of getting stuck into things where I have to fucking watch loads of them. I actually recently downloaded Legit, which is, what do you call that cunt? Jim Jeffries. It's his comedy thing. His comedy show, which I haven't watched yet, but I'm going to watch that because I'm a big fan of his. He's a funny comedian. So I'll give that a go. Maybe Jordan Cook, you could watch it at the same time as me, man. We can fucking talk to each other and send each other fucking updates and shit like that. Chris McKeown. Any update on Edinburgh Festival? No, not yet. But it's not looking good. They always say no news is good news, but not in this case. No news is as bad as fucking some news. Which is annoying. Because the underbelly have obviously kind of fucked us about a bit. And it's kind of like, you know, if it was a ticket issue that we didn't sell enough tickets last year, which I don't, we did alright, man. I don't know what the fucking big deal was. But at the same time, you're still paying to be there. So what the fuck does it matter? And surely the second year it'll only get better. What? Instead they're going to give it to someone else who it's their first time and they're going to be in the same position? I don't know, man. You know what I mean? I guarantee you my material now and is 100 times better than it was last year. And we did alright last year. I don't know, it's just very confusing, man. Anyway, fucking bastard. I'll try and make it over at some stage.
Jordan Cook again, loving it. How's the blood and the mud and the beer coming on? Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm not going to Edinburgh Fringe, I'll get it fucking made. And it's annoying in this day and age because it's like, do you know what? Am I gonna be the first guy from fucking Northern Ireland to go ahead and make shit himself online and hopefully make enough money from it online to sustain the thing? I don't know. It's hard to do. What do you do? Fuck about for ages and try and get on TV. And I'm not going to go on some fucking... I'm not going to suck a load of dicks and get on like a some show just to go, oh, it's Colin Geddes that was on 8 out of 10 Cats for fucking 10 minutes. Which, let's face it, that'll never fucking happen anyway. But it's just weird. What do you do? Do you wait around for that shit? Do you fucking... Or do you just go out and make it yourself? I don't know. We'll see what happens with the internet thing. Actually, I don't know if I mentioned that before, but I'd signed up with Collective Digital Studio. The same studio that handled like Epic Mealtime and all that shit. So they basically optimize your YouTube channel. So I'm just hoping we get to the stage where I would be able to sustain myself just making videos online and make them bigger and better. And if I had an idea, like, Blood, the Mud, and the Beer, I could just fucking have it made, and it benefits me more to put it online, you know what I mean? It's just one of them things. And also, I listened to the song, and it's actually The Mud, the Blood, and the Beer, but it sounds better the way I said it, so fuck Johnny Cash and his asshole. What's that noise? Is that a fucking alarm? Jesus Christ. Paul Holmes, what do you think of this shit? Rapping for Jesus? Jesus is my nigga. I've seen this before, man, but let's... Who gives a shit? Let's watch it again. Bars and tones. You see, it looks fake to me. Like, it's so bad, it looks... Youth outreach program. Oh, my God.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you gotta do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Oops. I love that fucking Casio keyboard. That's terrible. It has to be fake, like... It has to be fake. I love how he's holding a mic that's not plugged into anything.
He's a life changer, miracle arranger.
I think that's fake. It's too cheesy. Like, you'd have to go out of your way to make it look that bad. And as soon as you write youth outreach program, the youth are going to go, oh, this is some Sunday school shit, this. Anyway, have you heard... Conor McSherry of the Fellowship podcast, guys. Why don't you fucking... I think I did one with Mickey last week, didn't I? Have you heard these patent trolls who are trying to stop podcasting by suing the Adam Carolla podcast for uploading... Oh, shit, really? I don't know what that quite means, but they're trying to ban podcasts? What? Adam Carolla... Adam Carolla... Right, let's see. A podcast. They hold the patents. Right, this is very, very texty. Let me just read this. An American television and radio show host is not famed for his moderation. He is sometimes beloved, sometimes hated loudmouth who shifted from working with large media outfits on shows. Loveline. This program has consistently topped Apple's iTunes charts. As the top download, it is supported through advertising. Thus, it is no surprise that Mr. Cole's reaction to his company, Ace Broadcasting Network, being sued a year ago by Personal Audio, a non-practicing patent-holding entity, a patent troll, was to speak out fiercely at length. Personal Audio has a patent issued. According to one of its founders, Unit 11 covers the production or serialized or episodic content that can be downloaded from a specific URL that client software can retrieve and store. Effectively, the definition of a podcast. The precise claim in the patent is much more precise and lengthier. Personal Audio has also filed a suit against NBC, CBS, as well as Discovery Channel's How Stuff Works. What? I don't understand what the fuck's going on here. What the fuck? What? I don't understand. Right, I don't even understand that. I'm going to need to speak to some fucking podcast people. I don't understand. So someone, do you know what? I don't understand any of that. I don't know who's looking paid. If he's not getting paid for his own fucking podcast, surely is he? But someone else wants paid? Suck my dick. Oh, I forgot this question here on thing. Dylan McCrudden, have you any favourite YouTube? Do you know what? I'm going to read up on that podcast thing and I'll get back to it next week, up on this bitch. Because I don't really understand what's happening. Are other people looking paid, even though he puts material there for nothing? Dylan McCrudden, do you have any favourite YouTubers? John/Hank Green, CGP Grey, Shane Dawson, and the likes. I don't know any of them cunts, so no. I don't really like, I mean, like, I make videos for YouTube, but all them YouTube freaks, you know, like, that are famous just because they have YouTube videos of fucking nothing. I don't, that baffles me, do you know what I mean? Girlfriend Maureen showed me this thing one time. And it was a guy, I think it was called Pointless Blog, and the guy just did nothing. He just fucked and walked about with a camera. I'm having a fucking muffin. And you look at it, it's like fucking 3 million subscribers and the video has like over 1 million hits and you're going, what fucking brainless cunts are watching? Oh, me. That's who's watching it. So I'm not really big into people who are YouTubers. You know, I'm a comedian who has videos on YouTube. You know, I'm not really like a fucking YouTuber. Eventually, I would love to, like I said a minute ago, be able to upload comedy ideas or make wee series of stuff and just upload it to the internet. And that's how it exists. Fuck TV. No one's going to watch it anyway. Yeah, fuck it. What other shit does it say here? Would I ever go to VidCon? What's that, like a convention full of fucking YouTubers? Jesus. Can you imagine that shit? No one's talking. Everyone's got fucking, everyone's just recording. Everyone's blogging each other. The same time. Dude, what are you doing? Blogging? Dude, I can see that with my blogging camera. You blogging? Yeah, it's totally blogged out, man. Fuck that shit. Anyway, more questions. What about reports from UN about climate change that came out today? We be fucked. Yeah. But then they'll figure something out, won't they? You know? It'd be alright. Maybe we're supposed to destroy the fucking place. Darren Millar, have I heard Royal Blood yet? Yes, I have. Their class. Was totally nearly about to go see them on Saturday in the Limelight, but, you know, couldn't be arsed. Barry Worski, whose name I said wrong for about a year. If you could give yourself a porn star name, what would it be? Manarelli sounds like a Polish plumber. There's my fucking idiot sister. Do you want to do a podcast? Arsehole. Right. Barry Horsky, it does sound like a Polish plumber, correct. What was it? They take your first pet's name and your mum's maiden name. And mine turned out to be Casper Hillis. How about that shit? Lauren Davenport, have you seen Mr. Oi Oi, the mental fella from Newcastle? No, but I'm going to YouTube it right now. Is it a video? Hold on. No doubt some fucking spastic who's... Look at this guy, 28. Right, another YouTube sensation.
Yeah,
So there's a guy, some snapback ball bag, just making pasta. Ball bag. Fucking idiot. Right, let's rattle through these questions. Who are your favourite comedians? Bill Burr, Patrice O'Neill, Patton Oswalt, Bill Hicks. Mainly American ones. Opinions of Frankie Boyle. Funny. Definitely funny. Does some unnecessary jokes, whatever. What's the biggest animal you think you could kill with your bare hands? I don't have bare hands, but I could get access to guns. I don't know. Some sort of dog, probably. You couldn't say chimp. A chimp would just fucking rape your face. Probably some sort of dog. I think you could fuck most dogs up. Like, if you were a fairly strong, large man, you could fuck a dog up. It's just everyone's scared of dogs. Do you know what I mean? Like, you always talk about pit bulls and shit. If a pit bull ran at you, and you weren't scared, and you remained calm, and it bit your arm, which, don't get me wrong, would not feel nice. But, you know, you just grabbed it, picked it up in the air, and slammed it at the ground. Just killed it dead. I mean, just emptied its fucking skull on the floor. You grabbed it by a leg. I watched a video, it was a Vine, actually, of a raccoon was in the chimp house at a zoo. And this chimp just grabbed it and flung it behind it, and it went for about 30 metres. Because it was like feeding time, the chimp's like, fuck you, bitch. Fucking break your neck. Maybe some sort of dog. I don't know, maybe like a big sort of fish that was out of a boat and you were clubbing it in the face. I don't know. I'd like to say something like a chimp, but there's no fucking way. Even a baby chimp would kill you. But anyway, what a question to end on. Snake, big long snake, just stamping its face. Don't know. Anyway, I think that'll do for the podcast this week. I've already talked so much shit. I'm going to read up on that podcast rules thing, or your man being patent trolls trying to stop podcasting. I don't know what the fuck that means. I'll check that out. But yeah, I'll be back next week. Remember to subscribe on iTunes to the podcast if you can. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I might start uploading the video podcast again. As soon as we move into this new flat. Used to do the Audio Picnic podcast. Might do them with Mickey now. So. Yeah, do that. If you're in Monaghan, come along to McKenna's on the 11th. 19th. We'll be in Portrush at the festival. The surf festival thing. In the Atlantic Lounge. Formerly the Retro, if I do believe correctly. Yeah. Do rightly. I'm pretty sure. Let me just check. Haven't checked this in a while now. How long? SoundCloud.com. Oh, I need 12 coffees. Let me just double check this. Let me check this fucking thing. By the way, have you heard of Enrique Iglesias' new song? Does that not make you want to fucking murder kids? The current total, guys, is 50,257 downloads on the podcast. So how about that? If I had a pound for every fucking download... That's all, everyone always says that, doesn't it? If I had a pound for every... You know, if I had 1p for every fucking hit that I had on YouTube, you know, let's face it, I wouldn't be sitting here on a Tuesday in a pair of shorts that I made out of sweatpants by just cutting them off because my knees were too warm one day. You know what I mean? Talking into a fucking Zoom instead of having a proper recording studio. Out of all that shit, I wouldn't be sitting in a conservatory on a sofa. You know what I mean? I'm at my ma's house waiting to move into a new flat on a laptop on a fucking coffee table at IKEA. You know what I mean? I'd be sitting in a big plush fucking studio. But hey, these are the risks you take in life. Alright? But seriously, cheers for listening. 50,000 downloads. Suck my dick. Teachers at school who thought that I was no good at podcasting.
who didn't even exist. What's that? Podcast and a floppy dick? Floppy dick? Jesus Christ. Floydian Srip? Oh my God, you did Floydian Srip. I tried to be funny there at the end and then realised that I couldn't speak. So I think that's about the end of it for me. So cheers for listening anyway. 50,000 downloads. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Yep, subscribe to Godzilla on YouTube. Subscribe on iTunes to the podcast. And I'll fucking see you next week, you sexy bitches.